From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman. For months, Missouri education officials warned schools that new math and English language arts tests would be harder and scores would drop. Now, preliminary data from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education suggests fewer than half of Missouri students passed the test last spring in most grades and subjects. New State Board member Kimberly Bailey asked what could be done to cushion the blow to school districts that will have to answer for low scores.
It just seems like we have a lot of change all at once, and I know that that's not the fault of DESE. There's a lot of converging factors, but do we need to spread out the impact of change?
Missouri has switched assessments four times in 5 years for mostly political reasons, forcing state education officials to release test scores with a disclaimer that year-over-year comparisons aren't possible with apples-to-oranges data. Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson will leave the legislature early to oversee management of the state's low-income health insurance program. Ryan Delaney reports on Governor Mike Parson's appointment yesterday.
Richardson will take over directing MoHealthNet November 1st. The state's Medicaid program provides health insurance to 940,000 low-income Missourians at a cost of $10 billion. Missouri did not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, as many states did. Richardson says he will not focus on expanding the program, but rather reforming it.
The goals of the program are to do as good a job as we can providing health care for the people who are eligible for the program.
Richardson's new salary is $225,000, more than even the governor makes, but the administration says that's appropriate for a job that oversees a third of the state budget. The Poplar Bluff native and Republican is term limited from serving in the House any longer. Richardson was first elected in 2010 and became Speaker 5 years later. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Voters in Missouri who do not have a photo ID will not have to sign a sworn statement to cast a ballot in November. Today, Cole County Judge Richard Callahan made it clear that his October 9th ruling applies to elections officials. He also ordered local officials to stop distributing information that made it sound like a photo ID was required to vote. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft had asked Callahan to clarify his opinion to avoid confusion on Election Day. Missouri voter ID law allows individuals to cast ballots using documents like a utility bill. A Columbia restaurant planned to offer young people a special on sandwiches if they voted, but canceled the promotion after questions were raised about whether it was legal. Sycamore Restaurant announced on its Facebook page earlier this month that people aged 18 to 30 who brought I voted stickers to the restaurant on Election Day would get half off on a sandwich. But the restaurant said yesterday it was canceling the promotion because of the threat of legal action. The Columbia Missourian reports the controversy centered on whether it was legal to offer a discount only to one group. One of the critics cited a federal statute that prohibits receiving or giving any expense for registering or not registering to vote or for voting a particular way. Brandon Brill is now appealing his sentence after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter and assault in a traffic crash that killed a Harrisburg track coach in 2017. Brill's truck crossed the center line and struck a school bus driven by Brian Simpson, according to the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Boone County Judge Jeff Harris sentenced Brill to 22 years in prison, citing Brill's numerous convictions for driving-related offenses, according to the Columbia Daily Tribune. Brill argues in his appeal that a 22-year sentence is too long for an accident. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman, KBIA News, Columbia.